Welcome to The Loop, the podcast where technology meets banking. Join us as we dive into the latest trends and happenings in the world of technology. Let's connect with our guests and enter The Loop.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining us from, and welcome to The Loop. This is our amazing podcast where we tell you all about the latest happenings in technology and what it's like working in tech at Barclays. And today, we are here talking about empowering through technology. And I have two amazing women on that I'm going to introduce you to in a second. And first of all, I'm going to start with Antoinette O'Neill. Now, she's based in New York, and she is our CIO for the Corporate and Investment Bank at Barclays. Anita Coppola, she is Director, Regional US Lead for GTIS Cloud Platforms and Cloud Experience. And she's based at our Whippany campus. It is my honor to welcome you both, Antoinette and Anita. Welcome to The Loop. Today, we're talking about empowering through tech, right? And I've had several conversations which are favorite, but this one is very dear to my heart because alongside yourselves, I'm also very passionate about tech and making sure that we're empowering our people through tech. As part of the Women in Technology for Europe, where I'm one of the co-chairs, we do a lot about making sure that we're making the workplace a place where people can be empowered. People who come into tech need to have that platform where they feel their voices can be heard and they feel like they're making a difference as well. And one of the main reasons that we see that there is that small number of people in technology that can be empowered is due to role modeling. And I just want to check and sense check with the pair of you, because you have been here making your mark in this industry. What do you think has changed since you joined Barclays?
I started, and I'm going to go back a bit. I'm going to ease myself. I started in tech many years ago. I studied comp sci and math in the university in Ireland. And my first job was in Dublin and then subsequently moved to London. I was one of very few women, and this was at an EVP level. And I think since then, which was somewhat over 20 years ago, I think engagement across all ranks of technology and female representation has significantly changed, which is brilliant and it's welcome. And I think diversity of thought, diversity of ideas, diversity of experience yields to better outcomes irrespective. Yeah. So if I bring that back to the last 4 years at Barclays, certainly I think level of seniority and leadership opportunities provided to women like myself, I think has only increased. And I think it's made us better. Management team, I love having diversity of ideas and diversity of thought and diversity of opinions debate and having people with different perspectives coming to the table. It makes for more challenging, interesting dialogues and makes for better outcomes for the firm. So I think that's been a very positive thing.
And I'm sure we welcome the change. And Anita, just over to you. I'm sure you have another layer of perspective that you want to add to that.
I echo what Antoinette has said. When I joined the infrastructure team at Barclays and segued from a functions role to a technology role 3 years ago in 2020, there was only one female senior leader on our team at the time in the U.S. And I was very vocal in the fact that I had ambitions to also be one. I wanted to be one of the few who then became one of many. And so I think that to have more women sharing their ambitions, right, and taking risks to get there, and that's where I also echo and agree with Antoinette that there's absolutely more that can be done. And it's not only firm-wide, but it's within our gift. So I feel that we need to also lead the charge, tell our stories, and empower other women that share the same ambitions to grow their careers and have aspirations to become senior leaders in the organization, to tell people. People can't be mind readers. So I think it's a really important point that I want to make, as well as driving it firm-wide also comes from within.
No, I think that's powerful. I think that's absolutely beautiful. When we're building our social capital, even in the workplace or outside of the workplace, as females and potential female leaders, already aspiring female leaders, we have to be able to use that asking muscle. But then there are some barriers that we probably need to break as well. And there are some myths that people who are not in tech would look in and see. So what are some of the common myths that we have about working in tech? And what are some of the things that we can do collectively to break those myths and open up that floodgate?
I think there's a couple, to be honest with you. First of all, I think it starts in school. I'll be honest, a 17-year-old girl, actually, she just turned 18. And up until 12, math was her thing. And then when she got to middle school and high school, she's like, I don't know. I think the boys are much better than me at math. I'm like, absolutely not. So I do think it starts in high school. And I think there is an opportunity for us within Barclays to actually engage in the communities in which we serve and really remind girls, high school girls, middle school girls, that math and science is cool. Mm. And it is interesting and you can be really good at it. And it is a really cool thing to do. I think that is whatever happens in that period of girls' lives. I think there is a bias against that. And I think our jobs and our responsibility is to remind them that they can be as good in those areas that perhaps they wouldn't have thought themselves of. So I think there is a myth, which actually, to be fair, when I go out and I talk to high schools, is reflective of a reality. And I think that carries through. I think that carries through. Like when I first joined Barclays, to be honest with you, a lot of the senior females were project managers and business analysts. They weren't heavy tech. And I'm like, hold on a minute, where are they? So I do think that the myths are fair, to be honest with you. I think our job and my job is to continue to dispel those myths. I kind of think we're in this really cool time, to be honest with you, where you can leverage your technical skills, but also you can leverage your non-technical skills, which is one of influence, which is one of partnership, which is one of getting alignment. If you can marry those with your technical skills, like the world's your oyster. Gosh, that's a leader in my mind.
Absolutely fantastic. I love the synergy, the marrying of the technical and the non-technical, and also the fact that apart from thinking that you're just a foot soldier because of your technical skills, that should be the platform to actually stand, to use your words then, Antoinette. And so, Anita, just to segue on from what Antoinette said, what are some of the things that we are doing from your perspective that is helping to identify and then also build up the profile for those that have the qualities but probably don't know their value?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I absolutely agree, too, with the fact that Antoinette says it's a bit of it's cultural. And the only other tie-in I want to bring up is that recently in the infrastructure team, with infrastructure and our architect team, we hosted a Take Your Kids to Work Day in Whippany. And we did this, and I think we had over 100 kids, first through eighth grade, that came. And we talked to them about what their parents do in technology at Barclays. So I think that, you know, engaging our kids, sharing with them what we do, what are these transferable skills that we use day in and day out? So I think that it's really important to remember that we all have a role to play. And I love in the media lately, they talked a lot about girl dads. Mm-hmm. I'm a girl dad. And I feel like there's an opportunity for those girl dads to also encourage their daughters to pursue careers in computer science, in technology. The different career path that I've taken into technology is not the engineering path, but it's all of those other transferable skills, the influencing across lines, that bringing the right people together to solve problems. That's investing in our people, in their careers, in making processes less complicated, making them simple and straightforward everywhere we can. That's the path that I took in technology. And so I would say that there is no one way to enter a career in technology at Barclays. There are so many different types of pathways that a candidate and a colleague can pursue. It's just reframing your mindset and stepping out of that self-limiting belief of saying, that's not for me. Is it not what you're passionate about? Is it not what you want to do? Or is it by reframing your mindset, can you find a pathway to start a career in tech that you never thought was there before? And that's the challenge that I would like to ask all of the people listening to this podcast. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but why not you?
That is so powerful. There's just so much. My head is about to explode. Like, I'm still trying to gather from what Antoinette has said and what Anita has said. There's so many places I can go with this, but let me just try and just focus. So I love the fact where you said that each and every one of us have a role to play, right? So what are some of the other things that we're doing from a Barclays Women in Technology perspective? We won recently Network of the Year. And as a network, empowering our colleagues, there's so much more that we're doing. And I'd love you to talk us through some of the things that we're doing to drive change within Barclays and the wider industry, because we are having an impact.
Women in technology, in particular in the Americas team, which is where Antoinette and I are based, how would I describe my experience on WIT? I would say life-changing. I would say inspiring. I would say learning from the best. There is a perpetual mentality in all of the senior leaders in the WIT network of paying it forward. The reason I wanted to become a senior leader at Barclays is because I wanted to have the platform to create opportunities for other women to rise. And being a member of WIT gives me that platform to do it. And I'm surrounded by all of these inspiring women across the campus where women are predominantly in male-dominated teams, and giving them a chance and an opportunity to come together with other women in tech, talk about their lives, talk about their challenges, talk about opportunities, what we've all gone through. I think a really big part of what I've gotten out of WIT is that feeling of I'm not alone. And that level of connectivity and authenticity is something that I have never found or experienced in any other role or employer I've had before Barclays. There were no D&I networks in any other company that I worked for before Barclays. And then as it relates to the Grace Hopper Conference, well, this has certainly changed my life and changed so many other women and diverse candidates' life in Barclays as well. I was working in HR, the talent acquisition team, when I was asked to go to this conference in Orlando that had 35,000 women in technology. And all I knew was that we were there to build Barclays' brand and hopefully hire a few women in tech that would want to make the move from wherever they are in the world to be based at our strategic state-of-the-art campus, which is amazing, by the way, in New Jersey. Amazing place to work. Yeah. And as a result of that experience, I came back saying to my team, I need to work in technology. I don't know what the pathway, I don't know what the role is, but I need to do it. And 5 months later, I was tapped. I was referred to take on a business engagement role, which basically is the liaison between the business and the infrastructure team, because relationship building is one of my superpowers.
I think it's awesome. And I think Grace Hopper is an excellent example of where not only have we had the opportunity to hire these amazing young women who are passionate about technology, they're going to make us better. It's a two-way street. And I was chatting with a number of them at Whippany a couple of weeks ago. By the way, big plug for our campus at Whippany. It is amazing. It is amazing. I was showing my kids pictures of it and they're like, that's where you work? And I'm like, yeah. And not just in the US, I think we've done a phenomenal job on our campuses in Glasgow and in New York and in London and Pune. They're just amazing. I was chatting with a number of them and they've grown up in an environment where they have started using their cell phones for things that I wouldn't historically have ever used my cell phones for. But those are my users. Those are my customers, certainly in our retail and our consumer spaces. So they're bringing ideas to the table. And these are kids 1, 2, 3 years out of college, strong technologists. They don't know the business yet, but they're coming to us with ideas. And to Anita's point, I think the thing that's really cool about Barclays is that we believe in managing them through and mentoring them through their journey, right?
Well, that's so powerful. And we love to draw from the fact that it's never ending in terms of growth and in terms of change, because that's how, to your point, Antoinette, we get better. And to your point, Anita, it's also then that mentoring and that liaising. So I love the fact that you had gone to Grace Hopper and had ultimately decided that tech is for you. But I want to ask Antoinette, in all of this greatness and in all of these things that we're doing to develop each other and to develop our women and to make sure that we are empowering the next generation of leaders, I'm sure there's things that we need to be doing to be shifting the dial to make our tech spaces accessible and available and open to everyone who wants to make that shift, who doesn't know how, but know that they want to do something different, make a change, make an impact. What are we doing?
Yeah, there's a number of things that we're doing, certainly in Barclays. At a leadership level, we kicked off the Emerging Leaders Program, which is an awesome program to take up-and-coming females who we think have outsized potential, and we have lots of those across the company, to be honest, and invite them to a leadership course. But the value, and it's not just the skills training, it's also the network opportunities and the ability to network with their peers and also more senior females and males that will support them and grow them and mentor them and guide them for a long-term senior career here at Barclays. Many years ago, somebody said this to me and it really struck with me. And I think I use it, but I think a lot of us as leaders use it now as we think about changing and continuing to move the dial, Tammy. And it's this statement that most of the decisions about your career and where you're going are made with you not in the room.
So
you're never in the room when they look to promote you. You're never in the room when, you know, there is a vacancy at a senior level or a junior level where they're looking to fill. You're not there. So what do you need around that table? You need people that know you, people that know your strengths. You need people that know your career aspirations, and you need people that will advocate for you. And so if you take those questions, or if you take those statements back to what we talk to our emerging leaders about, it's know your strengths. Have a perspective on where you want to go. Do not be shy about communicating it, and make sure that there are people other than your manager, other people that know your career ambition. Because then when we're sitting around a table, maybe your manager's not even there, but hell, there'll be someone that says, you know what? I know it. And he's got these superpowers. Did you ever think about it for that role? That is the power of these leadership courses.
Wow. Wow. Anita, is there anything else you'd like to overlay on that?
Yeah, I think the only other thing that I want to say is that just in line with what Antoinette was saying about, and we were talking about it a little earlier too, you have to share your ambitions, right? We at Barclays, we have a culture of internals first. Internals first. We look to grow and retain and develop our internal colleagues. That right then and there, you're 50% there if you want to do something else, but you have to let people know. And you have to take the leap. The doorways you open up for yourself by taking the lead cannot be underestimated. I just say, when it comes to building your network, don't think, just do.
I also think to add to that, I think it's also about being comfortable taking risks. And I think what we try to do, and I think a lot of us, what we try to do here at Barclays is make it okay for people to take risks. For some, that leap may be too great. And I was like, just take a risk. What's the worst that can happen? It doesn't work out, but I bet you've learned something in that process. So it is about taking risks. It is about taking risk in an environment that will support it. And that's what we try to do at Barclays. And that's what it's about. Talent, both male and female, it's emerging talent. It's up-and-coming talent. They're not going to be a perfect fit for the role, but our job then is to work with them to help them. I think as women, we at times wait until there is no gap.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Know your strengths. Everyone of them. Be honest about where your gaps are. Don't prevent that from going for the job.
Yeah.
That is so powerful. And we could talk for hours on end. Obviously, we want to be able to get okay with taking risks. We want to also know who the gatekeepers are, because apart from the mentors, we also need our sponsors. To Antoinette's point, who's going to talk about you when you're not in the room where those decisions are being made? But I think the key thing is breaking off those limiting beliefs, those limiting mindsets that make you think that you can't go further than you are. And saying yes. Say yes. Figure out the how on the way down.
Yes.
Say yes. Just jump. And everything else will fall into place. I love it. The question I was going to ask in the last few minutes that we have, what is your superpower?
So I'll say that the superpower that I feel people know me for more than anything is inspiring others. It's about what you're passionate about, because your passion, it's just innate and it just comes out. And many times when I'm talking to people, they always leave inspired. So I would say inspiring others.
Love it.
That's a pretty nice. I don't know if I have any superpowers. I don't.
Oh, you're not alone.
Well, Anita, I wake up every day and I am amazingly grateful for my life. And I get off at Grand Central and I walk to 7:45. For those that are not in New York, it's like a 15-minute walk. And I walk past the high buildings. I grew up in a small town in Ireland. And I pinch myself because of the opportunity that I have been given and has been afforded to me, and I have taken. Anita, to your point, yes, I have said yes at times ago. Oh my gosh, how the hell am I going to make this work? I'll figure it out. And jumped in with my 2 feet. And that kind of mindset, I think, has helped me grow and succeed. I think part of it is a mindset of, like, how amazing is our world? I get to work at Barclays. I get to drive change. I get to enable our business to grow. I get to work with inspiring male and female leaders every day. I get to work with kids that have just out of school and help them grow their career. That's just awesome. That's just brilliant. And I love that about it. Superpowers. I'd say there's a couple of things that I think are my strengths, whether you think they're superpowers or not, one can debate. But I think that one of my strengths is the ability to be able to understand what drives and motivates people, which is huge when you're running a large organization and you need to ensure that all those are walking in the same direction. So what inspires people? What drives them? How do I align their goals appropriately to the goals of the organization and get them excited and give them the right opportunities? I think that is something that I enjoy doing. It's something I believe I'm good at. And I do think in the roles that I play, it is a key role. I think the other thing is the ability to see the wood from the trees. When you're running a large project, and this is true at any level in the org, when you're running a large project or a large team or a large program, a large organization, there's thousands of data points you get every day. Which ones do you listen to and which ones do you ignore? Because it's noise. So you can get to the root of the problem. I think that's something that I have honed over many years, which I think is a strength that I bring with me on a daily basis.
That's amazing. This conversation has been empowering. It has been inspirational. I've taken from the pair of you, I've learned to walk, that it's important to walk in gratitude, and connecting with people is also very key. But I think what I've also learned is that having that helicopter view and being able to cut through the noise is important, even in our daily lives, not just at work. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. This was fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, super amazing. So everyone, I don't know if you feel as exhilarated as I do, but unfortunately, that is it for this episode.
Thanks.
Hopefully, we've given you a good overview of what's happening in tech, both in and out of Barclays, how we're empowering our colleagues. Thank you for being in the loop. You can find us on any of our social channels, and you can listen to the rest of the other podcasts we've put out for you everywhere that podcasts are available. Until the next time, thank you for being in the loop, and we'll see you soon. Bye, everyone.